This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Kraus. This spring, out on the sea ice off Ukiavik, the North Slope Borough held a census of the Western Arctic Bowhead. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig reports that an accurate whale count helps form the basis of a subsistence quota.
Craig George stands high up on a mound of sea ice overlooking the Chukchi Sea, his back to a moonscape of white and blue shards of ice. He's scanning the horizon with a pair of binoculars and using a small wooden podium to write down weather conditions and whale sightings. So far this shift, he's seen exactly zero whales.
Pretty quiet, guys. I'm surprised. I thought we might get a good punch of whales through here.
Seeing some seals.
Yeah, let's start counting seals. I think that would be more productive today.
George is a wildlife biologist with the North Slope Borough, and he's been doing the bowhead census since 1980. The census started back in the 70s, when the International Commission that regulates whaling was concerned there weren't enough whales to support a traditional subsistence hunt. In addition to whale behavior, there was a whole other set of lessons that the census takers needed to learn, namely, how to stay safe on the ice. And that, says George, is almost impossible to figure out anywhere but out on it. He's seen plenty of things go wrong. The most memorable, he says, was back in 1985, when a heavy piece of ice floating out on the ocean hit the shore fast ice a considerable distance from where they were camped.
The force transmitted through the ice, and then suddenly this big pan we were on, I don't know, a quarter mile wide long, it started breaking up. And it shattered, broke down the middle. It kept breaking up more and more, and then it started folding and water was rushing up between the pieces.
Yeah, crazy. But they did make it to safety. George refers to this event pretty nonchalantly. He says it was a good learning experience. If things get dicey, the group pulls back. That, along with weather and ice conditions that sometimes get in the way of seeing whales, means that some census years, they don't get a good estimate out on the ice.
One out of three of these counts actually works.
But the estimate plays a critical role in Northern Alaska communities' continued ability to whale. Subsistence hunters have a quota. Even though they only harvest an average of 40 whales out of a population that was estimated at around 17,000 the last time they did the count, the quota is dependent on a good population estimate every decade. There are other ways to do that count, like aerial surveys. One is actually being done independently by the federal government this summer. It was planned as sort of insurance in case the ice census didn't yield a good count. But the ice-based method is more precise, so they'd like to have both. The ice is changing as temperatures warm in Utqiagvik, and George says he doesn't know exactly what the census will look like in the years ahead. But for now, at least, the census remains part of the community on the ice. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Kraus.